The reminder sent questionnaires on several local matters out to all candidates running in this year's city council and mayoral elections. All three candidates running for mayor provided answers. The candidates' answers are provided below, listed in alphabetical order of the candidates' last names. The views expressed are those of the candidates, not of the reminder. Tim BABCOCK1. Why are you running for council? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? I was first elected to council at age 31. I'm now 43 and seeking support for mayor. I've chaired every committee except for finance, which I've been a member of for 12 years. I'm inspired by the new group of council hopefuls stepping forward, and I believe I'm the best choice to provide leadership and stability to the new council. I've also spent 2 years as deputy mayor. Point 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? When talking to people about my campaign, it's clear that public safety, economic development, seniors' housing and our recreation facilities are important areas of concern. Our aging infrastructure is also an ongoing issue. Yes, the landscape of our town might be changing, but we can't stop fighting for what we have, and the new council will have to work together to move forward on all these issues. Point 3. Now that HUDBay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? We need to make Flin Flon an attractive place to raise a family, build a life and enjoy retirement. We need to improve access to services like healthcare, but also to job sites. Skilled tradespeople can live here and work just about anywhere. There are also industries looking to take advantage of our location and our resources, and we need to be ready for any opportunity that knocks. Point 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? Taxation in Flin Flon is a tricky subject, and a new council will have some tough decisions to make right out of the gate. We have to look seriously at the services we currently provide and decide what is a necessity and what is just nice to have. Can we cut department funding and still enjoy the same quality of life? No one wants to raise taxes. Point 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? Providing safe drinking water is essential. We have aging pipes and miles of them need replacing. It's nice to plan renewal projects, but a lot of money gets redirected at the leaks that pop up. It's a waste of money to dig a hole, fill it back up, pave over it, and then dig it up again next year. We can manage our assets better by proper planning. Point 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? We need a pool in our community. We can afford to build a pool, but it won't happen without participation from other partners in the region. This includes operating costs too. The taxpayers in Flin Flon shouldn't be on the hook for paying for things that benefit the entire region. There are a lot of conversations that need to happen before the shovel goes in the ground next year. Point 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? My vision is that Flin Flon is a place where my parents, my friends and their children all have a safe community to live in. A community with adequate housing, prospects for good jobs, where businesses thrive and there are lots of recreation opportunities available for all ages. We can't accomplish this on our own. We need everyone to work together to make this happen. Point 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors' housing? Seniors' housing is very close to the top of the priority list for Flin Flon. We need to keep every door open, so when the right investor comes with the right proposal, we do whatever is in our power to accommodate them. This doesn't have to come at the expense of the petting zoo, and I'm glad so many people came out to support it. We can have both. Point 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? Flin Flon works closely with surrounding communities on the Regional Economic Development Committee, and it's a benefit to everyone to share these costs. There is no reason we can't work together on other things. There is a lot of duplication of services that we might have to look at sharing down the road. It starts with getting together on a regular basis, not just once or twice a term. Point 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? We must change the narrative. Flin Flon isn't a dying mining town. We have so much more to offer. It's the same when the Bombers promote Flin Flon as a great place to play hockey. It's a tough place to convince players to sign, but once they are here, they fall in love with the community. We need to start promoting the Flin Flon lifestyle and what that means. 1.1. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? Changing the taxation model would mean everything for our community. We also need the province to change the funding model when it comes to housing, so it is more attractive for developers to build on this side of the border. We need better access to healthcare services and better communication with the Justice Department. Catch and release isn't a system that works for anyone. It's bad everywhere. 1.2. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? I tip my hat to anyone willing to stand up for something they believe in. Council is a stressful job and it's not for everyone. The decisions we make are important and we carry the weight of those decisions on our shoulders. The next 4 years will be the toughest in Flin Flon's history. I'm excited about the fresh perspective this new council will bring, under new leadership. 1.3. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? With 12 years experience on council, I'm ready to lead. I'm a collaborative leader who can work with anyone and is ready to see us through these challenging times. 1.4. What question do you wish we would have asked? I'm always curious to know what makes people tick. I build Lego to keep me level. I enjoy golf, camping, grilling for my friends and family and finding new recipes to test out on our bomber billets. I love my dogs and the cat is okay too. Obviously, everyone running is passionate about Flin Flon, but what else do they care about? Leslie Beck 1. Why are you running for council? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? My work history and passion for Flin Flon has led me to believe that I can be the mayor the community needs. I am forward-thinking, I am a critical thinker and I love to communicate with not only the community but city hall, management, workers, business, neighbors and all levels of government. I am running because I have the time and the energy to do the job. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? Communication is key. Residents of Flin Flon need information. They need to know what mayor and council are doing to address their concerns. To give them updates on the city's overall performance on operation, infrastructure, recreation, and finances. To continue to address crime trends and bring Main Street back to a place we love to shop and meet. To build a pool, retain and grow our population and build housing. 3. Now that HUDBay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? Mining is not done with Flin Flon, Foreign being one example. They have already indicated that they will be doing business through the city. Using some of our grant in lieu to look at how we could develop a transportation route for those working in Snow Lake, but remain in Flin Flon. To invite to our Regional Economic Development Committee local residents that know business and how to grow it. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? The honest answer is that our taxes are high and our expenses to operate high as well. Residents' concern about bringing on the new Aqua Center and our grant in lieu reducing are real issues that the new council will have on their plate. There is an efficiency review taking place on the city's operations and this may give some guidance what changes need to be undertaken. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? We need a short and long-term plan when it comes to our aging roads and pipes and facilities. The project currently before the Water Board causing Parkway residents so much duress has been causing problems since the mid-80s. It may be time to look at contracting out our water lines and road upgrades and leave the city employees to keep up on the maintenance to avoid breaks in the winter. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? Capital spending projects are tied to the health of the city, whether it be operations, recreation, and/or growth. The ability to continue to operate our recreational facilities and keep operation running will be some of the challenges facing the council and management team. The pool is being built and I will do my best to see that it is done under budget and operated within our financial restraints. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? If elected, my plan is to lead a strong team of councillors and managers. Work to retain the current number of employees living in the prescribed area to keep our grant in lieu stable and, with time and planning, increase that number. Strengthen our healthcare and housing to allow our elders to stay where they love. Bring people back to rural living. There is not a life better than a life here. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors' housing? Having worked with government agencies over several decades, I am aware that when the iron strikes, you better be ready. I see the version, a beautifully designed building that has landscape to match. To enhance the area pickleball courts which are being added next year. Laughter of children from the school. There can be many visions and we need all the possible lands to be ready for development. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? There is a huge trading area surrounding Flin Flon and I want to work with them all. The one topic we have in common is the great outdoors and I want to work together to build a tourism corridor. Tourism is a four-season opportunity for this area, whether it is fishing, camping, hiking, golfing and snowmobiling are a few. Hundreds of us already know this and I want to share it. It could be our next industry. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? I promote Flin Flon every time I have an opportunity. My hope is to work with council to build a strong regional economic development committee and bring local entrepreneurs onto the board. Build a strong tourism board with local people to have a broad look at the possibilities for promotion and development. Strengthen our indigenous relationships through local Manitoba Métis Federation, Flin Flon Aboriginal Friendship Center and Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation. The opportunities are out there. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? The provincial, municipal property tax formula is one that has been on the council's radar for many years. More funding to our capital funding project for the Aqua Center. Manitoba Housing with regards to rebuilding Hemlock property and applying security to their larger housing projects in the city. Manitoba Justice, in my last three conversations with the RCMP, I only heard about what they can't do due to staffing shortages. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? People who step up for their community have my respect. To those moving on, thank you. To those joining, welcome and enjoy the experience. To those who are not elected, thanks for putting yourself out there, it is not easy. I wanted more communication with the public, more media presence with the work being done. I want people to be honest and bring integrity to the table. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? Wisdom. The soundness of an action or decision with regard to the application of experience, knowledge, and good judgment. I have worked hard to gain the wisdom I need to lead. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? I think we covered many topics in these 14 questions. I would respectfully say that less questions may have given opportunity for stronger answers for readers. George Fontaine 1. Why are you running for council? What are your qualifications and what relevant experience do you have? I am running for council partly because I was encouraged to do so by people I respect and because I feel I can be a force for positive change. I have served 4 years on council followed by a term as mayor. I do understand the demands and requirements of the job. 2. What are your main priorities as a candidate? My first priority is to improve communications between residents, businesses, surrounding communities and council. I hope myself and council can become educated on our present situation in order to search for solutions towards the future operation of Flin Flon. 3. Now that Hudbay has shut down most of its operations within Flin Flon, what are your ideas or plans to keep Flin Flon viable as a community? As a community at large, we need to study our strengths to see what directions we must follow. Every idea from all sources needs to be open to consideration. We must also maintain a relationship with Hudbay to see how we can work together in the future. 4. What are your policies or views on local finances and taxation? No one wants taxes to rise. We will have to prioritize our spending and consider what services are most urgent. Costs of services must be spread as evenly as possible among users. 5. What do you believe should be the city's priorities on infrastructure? As much as people complain about the condition of our roads, that is not my priority. The plumbing that runs under our lanes is in dire need of an overhaul. We constantly dig and re-dig our roads to patch leaks and breaks. We need a larger scale program to revamp blocks at a time depending on the condition of the water and sewer lines. Along with that goes a study of our water supply network from lake to city. 6. The city is currently planning several capital spending projects in the coming years, including a possible replacement for the Flin Flon Aqua Center. What stance do you hold on these projects? Because of the long-term benefits to the entire area, I am fully committed to a new pool. I am uncertain what other major capital expenditures are being referred to. 7. What are your plans or hopes for Flin Flon's future? In the future, I see a community that serves the entire area with all the services young families to seniors will need. I hope to see a growth in our cultural world and a push towards creating a center of excellence for Northern arts, environment and education. I am also hopeful we can work towards a renewed healthcare system where our women can give birth in their own town. 8. What position do you have on the possible rezoning of part of Willowvale Park, currently occupied by the Joe Brain Petting Zoo, for purposes of seniors housing? I am hoping the new council has the opportunity to study the facts relating to rezoning and a possible build. If the project can be accomplished without moving the zoo, that would be my preference. 9. How do you plan on working with nearby communities and councils? On what subjects do you plan to work together with them? I hope to open conversations with all councils and relevant groups to see where we can work together. All subjects are open to discussion, their ideas will be as important as ours if we hope to accomplish a working relationship. Our service clubs function without borders for the good of the community. We should use them as examples. 10. How do you plan to promote Flin Flon for business owners, tourists or other entities outside the community? We need to make business owners and entrepreneurs welcome to our meetings. By their very nature, they create opportunities for the city. If they are willing to talk, we will be willing to listen. 11. What matters involving Flin Flon do you wish to bring to the provincial or federal government? The fact that Hudbay was allowed to leave without a whimper from the province or the federal government is alarming. Now that the cows have left the barn, we need to discuss how our current services can be maintained. We need agreements with our neighbors to share services and costs. This can only be accomplished through government and local negotiations. 12. What are your thoughts on Flin Flon's current elected leadership? What are your thoughts on fellow candidates? The current leadership is soon to be in the past. They have done what they felt was in the best interest of Flin Flon, and I thank them for that. I am pleased to see a full slate of candidates willing to lay it on the line for their community. These are very good quality people offering to serve. 13. In 30 words or less, what is your elevator pitch for undecided voters? We are doing our part by being candidates. Please, do your civic duty and vote for the candidates of your choosing, but vote. 14. What question do you wish we would have asked? I am looking forward to questions coming from the citizens of Flin Flon. I think you have asked enough to get a general feel for your candidates.